Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. Okay, now I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a very short survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I can speak with Lucille Crow, please.
Okay, this isn't her phone number, but...
Okay, well, that's no problem, sir. We can actually do this survey with anyone on the line. If she's not available, would you have a few minutes to participate? It's a very short survey.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. All right, then, and just for qualification, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. And are you 18 and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right, sir, I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote on May 21st primary election for Congress? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Okay. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose, what is your age?
54.
54, okay. Thank you. Okay, and... just to be sure that we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Would that be white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed including Hispanic or Latino, or mixed not including Hispanic or Latino?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know, and I'll move to the next one. The first one would be Janelle Bynum.
100.
100, okay. And then the other one be Jamie McLeod Skinner.
80.
Okay. All right, sir, and I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but if the May 21st primary election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Janelle Bynum or Jamie McLeod Skinner?
Janelle Bynum.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
Yes.
Would that be yes a lot, yes some, or just only a little?
She's my representative, so I've known her for years. So
a lot.
A lot. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. And did what you read, see, or heard, you know, hear about Janelle Bynum make you more or less likely to support her for Congress?
The same. So I guess that would be 50.
Well, I have much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Much more likely.
Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and what makes you more likely to support Janelle Bynum for Congress from what you, you know, have read, seen, or heard? Can you just give me, like, in a sentence what you like? What makes you more likely to support her?
She supports my values.
Okay. She supports your values, right?
Correct.
Okay. My values. Okay. Okay, so in the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed? Be first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate like a bachelor's degree or postgraduate, master's, MBA, law or PhD, MD, etc.
Postgraduate.
Postgraduate, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so then are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. And then do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
I do not.
Okay, no. All right, so then thinking about your approach on political to political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Probably moderate.
Moderate. Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. All right, sir. With this concludes our survey. Really thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay. You have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.